This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
paired and unpaired. Pairs. You can't think of one without the other. Every comedian from Seinfeld on down has joked about the inevitable missing sock. It goes into the dryer with its mate, but only one comes out. Does one sock break out through the dryer vent to freedom in a sort of hosiery escapes the hoo-scow version of the Shawshank Redemption? Sadly, once a pair is separated, for whatever reason, its mate becomes irrelevant. If it's lucky, some clever kid turns it into a puppet. Some artists come in pairs. Think Gilbert and Sullivan. They wrote the comic opera The Pirates of Penzance in 1879. Together, these talented Brits created 14 comic operas, but The Pirates stands as their most popular. William Gilbert wrote the play, and Arthur Sullivan composed the music. Who can forget? We sail the ocean blue, and our saucy ship's a beauty, with sober men and true, and attentive to our duty. Chorus, please. And attentive to our duty. Sullivan began his career by collaborating with librettist F.C. Bernand on a comic opera called Cox and Box. It gained some notoriety, as one might imagine, but who remembers Bernand and Sullivan anyway? Gilbert came along and elevated the stories around Sullivan's music. Thus, a team was mated and forever paired. Let's face it, you can't think of Gilbert without Sullivan. You could say the same for Rodgers and Hammerstein. Their Broadway hits include South Pacific, Oklahoma, The Sound of Music, The King and I, and Carousel. Prior to collaborating with Hammerstein, composer Richard Rodgers had paired with songwriter Lorenz Hart. They had a successful 20-year run and wrote 26 Broadway musicals. Many of their songs became part of the Great American Songbook. Rodgers left Hart just before Hart died in 1943. That same year, Rodgers teamed up with lyricist Oscar Hammerstein, and their first endeavor became a hit, Oklahoma. It seems they had more than wind sweeping down the plain. Rodgers and Hammerstein won 34 Tony Awards, 15 Academy Awards, multiple Grammys, and even 2 Pulitzer Prizes. Amazing. But I must be honest. I had sort of a negative experience with Hammerstein. I pulled an all-nighter typing my senior high school term paper about the fantastic duo. I hammered Hammerstein's name 205 times on my trusty Corona electric typewriter into the wee hours of the morning. I finished in the nick of time. Just before handing it in, wouldn't you know, I noticed that I had described the team as Oscar and Hammerstein throughout the paper. So before turning it in, I crossed out Oscar and wrote in Rodgers, so it read Rodgers and Hammerstein. My teacher was no dummy, of course. She saw what I had done. Fortunately, she liked the text and drew a smiley face on the title page and wrote in quotes, Oscar and Hammerstein, ? Nice job, but please learn to proofread. Okay, that wasn't Hammerstein's fault. And ever since, I proofread, okay? And now I'd like to say something about words. Not just any words, but those known as unpaired. A word with no opposite or an opposite long out of commission, like ruthless. If you're ruthless, you're stuck. It's very difficult to be Ruth these days. There are times I admit to feeling disgruntled. Try as I might, I see no way to become gruntled. This dilemma disgusts me, but I don't know how to make it gust me. I feel dismayed, but don't know how to make it may me. These essentially unpaired words cause all manner of problem. If my spouse says, "You're a bit disheveled," I have no idea how to appear shoveled. She might say, "You look unkempt." But how do I look kempt? You can understand the perplexity of trying to turn an unruly crowd into a ruly one. I have no answers to these misfit words that have become, or always were, unpaired and hapless. I neither know how to pair them nor make them hap. So much for the paired and the unpaired.